Hey girl, welcome to Fearless and Unleashed, where we'll learn tips and tricks to live our best life. We are leaving fear behind, ladies, reaching our goals, having some fun while being authentically us. I'm Jeanette Sachs. I'm a mama of three beautiful girls, married to my best friend. I'm a wellness coach and entrepreneur. I'm all about living fearlessly, going after those scary business goals, getting fit while eating ice cream, and simplifying life. I believe when we get out of our own way, we become the best versions of ourselves. So get ready, girl, because we're about to change your life.
Hello, hello there. Are you ready to talk about parenting? This is like one of my favorite topics. I think I've been a parent for so long that I honestly can sit down and talk about parenting all day, it seems like, because there's just so much to learn. And there's also so much that we don't know. So as we go into this, if you have different thoughts about phone usage and all the things we're going to talk about today, I just want you to understand, like, that's okay. Everybody has difference of opinions on how they raise their kids. I don't think anybody has the right answers or the perfect solution. And one of the things that I try to remind parents is that we can pour into our children all we want. We can raise them to be these amazing human beings. But what is it that we see that happens a lot? Sometimes you see some of these kids grow up and they go down this like path of destruction in their life, and their parents were really amazing. And so I always try to keep that in mind as I'm parenting my kids, because I'm like, I'm trying to have my kids be amazing human beings, you know? I want them to grow up and be God-loving human beings that do good in the world, that impact other people in a positive way. But I also know that I can't control every single little thing that they're gonna do. And also, as they become adults, they have their lives to live, right? I know my mom did her best, and I know I gave that woman so many headaches. And now I'm just like, Lord, forgive me, because I don't know. I was just growing up, going through life, being a teenager, doing all the things, you know? And so I always try to keep that in mind. We have to give ourselves a little bit of grace to understand that our kids are not going to be perfect. We're not going to be perfect. We can only do our best. Why I want to talk about phone usage and the harm that comes to our kids with phone usage. I'm really big on this, and I just want to make this clear. This is not just for kids, even though that's who we're going to focus on this episode. These things that are happening with how much we're using our phones and the addiction that comes from it, that's not just something that we have to pay attention with our kids. We have to make sure that as parents, we're also doing the same. Like, we can't tell our kids, you guys can't be on your phones all the time while we're sitting here scrolling and watching TikTok and Reels for hours, right? Because they're gonna see you, so you can't tell them not to do it if they're gonna see you do it. Not only that, but also, you're also just a human being with a brain just like theirs. And even though we're older and our brains may be more developed, they are still gentle. They're still able to get addicted to things, right? And so we can also struggle with a lot of the things that we're gonna talk about that our kids struggle with. So as you're taking a look at how you're going to parent your kids and how you're going to establish some rules around phones and around being online, you also have to remember that maybe you could use some of these boundaries as well so that you can protect your mental health and your health overall. So I want to read you this description that talked about phone usage. It said, excessive use of mobile phones has been linked to poor psychological health, including increased anxiety, feelings of loneliness, and low self-esteem. This description can go on and on and on in so many different areas. One of the things that I'm going to recommend for every single parent to do is to look into the research that has came out regarding smartphones, regarding social media, regarding everything. Look into Instagram, look into TikTok, look into Facebook. There is a lot going on when we're using these platforms, when we're on the phones. There is a lot that goes into the design of these things. For example, to make a phone and to create a social media app like Instagram and TikTok, these companies are working with people that create the slot machines at casinos. All the bells and whistles that we get to tap on, those are all there for a specific reason. And so, of course, we're going to get addicted to using our phones. Of course, we're going to get addicted to worrying so much about who liked our pictures, who follows us, how many followers do we have, and constantly chasing chasing those metrics, especially if you run a business online. It's because they purposely create the apps and the social medias and the phones to make us addicted. So when you go into this rabbit hole of information, I'm going to tell you right now, you're not going to be able to walk away and just give your kid a phone or an iPad or allow them so willingly on social media after you know what you know. You're also going to pay attention a lot more to how you use it yourself because you're going to see how damaging it can be. And although you're still going to have to struggle with that because, again, these things become addictive. And so you have to create boundaries and routines and set things up so that you're able to not be on them all day long. But as you know the information, it's going to help you be able to do that. It's going to help you be able to create those boundaries that you need. I always say that the best way that you can make a change in something that is harming you or that you want to change is by educating yourself on how it's harming you. What is it preventing you from? It's kind of like when you think about nutrition. One of the things that helps me do better, I'm not perfect, nobody is, but do better in nutrition and stay away from all the bad snacks and the sodas and all the things is because I know how harmful they are to my body. The reason that I'm able to stay away from alcohol is because I know how harmful and damaging it is for my body. And so the more you know about something, the easier it's going to be for you to make a change. So I'm always asked, like, how do I manage my kids and being on phones and smartphones and social media and stuff like that? So I'm going to tell you, I'm very big on this one. It is hard because our kids are around their friends. All of their friends are on social media. Everybody has a smartphone. It is hard. But I'm also the type of parent that is teaching my kids, you don't have to be like everybody else. You don't have to have what they have. Now, they have smartphones because my husband loves technology. So every time there's a really good update on the phones, he upgrades our phones and then we save the previous phone so that we have an upgraded version for the kids. Now, I do not give my kids their smartphone. I don't. They all have the iPhone, but for my two youngest ones, so just to recap, I have a 22-year-old, a 16-year-old, and a 12-year-old. My 16 and 12-year-old, they do not get their iPhone. They have a flip phone. I know some people are going to be like, oh, flip phone, girl. Let me tell you, okay? It has saved us so many headaches and it has saved our kids. I truly, truly believe it because I understand, you know, sometimes you want your kids to be able to reach you and call you if they need anything or text you if they need anything. A lot of times we feel like, oh, we need to give them a phone. So we give them a smartphone because that's everywhere, right? It's so easy to get one. We didn't even think about flip phones. And then some people are like, girl, we grew up without phones. They'll be fine. I believe that too. But I was one of those parents that was like, my kids could be fine in school. But you know, the world is so crazy that I think I want them to have something that I can reach out to them or they can call me if they need me. So we got a flip phone for my middle child. She got a flip phone first. When my youngest one went from elementary school to middle school, I was like, I don't think she needs a phone because she's only 12. But I also was worried about middle school because she was going to be around older kids. And I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to need to be able to reach her or she's going to need to be able to reach me, if anything. And so I got her a flip phone as well with the idea that she can't share the number. Okay. And I'm going to give you guys some of the things that you can do if this is something that you're like, oh, I didn't even think about that. If you're like, Jeanette, I'm not going to do that to my kids. Hey, more power to you. I'm just sharing what works for me in hopes that I can help you guys find ideas to try because I'm really big on protecting my kids. And that's not to say that you're not protecting your kids. We just think differently, you know, and that's okay. But I'm really big on protecting my kids' minds, protecting their mental health, protecting them from harmful content. Like, I don't want them to see everything that they're going to see once they get those smartphones and the world opens up to them like that. It's kind of crazy if you think about it. So anyway, so that's the situation with my two younger children. They have flip phones. My youngest one, she doesn't give the number out to anyone. And my 16-year-old understands. She understands why we're holding off on the smartphones. We've also done the same thing with our oldest one. She was my first one. You know how we learn with our first ones? She did get one of our old iPhones when she was in middle school. But honestly, now that I think back, I wish I would have gave her a flip phone as well, because the constant stress that I was under, thinking, what if she's searching for something on the phone and some random stuff comes up? Like, it was just too much. And so I wish I would have gave her a flip phone. But I've conversated with her. I do this with all my kids, so they understand why I do things. And I think kids need to know. It's not just, no, you can't have a smartphone, or no, you shouldn't be on social media. Really explaining to them certain things about the world so that they understand that we're not saying no just to say no, that there are legit concerns behind why we say no. And I think my kids pretty much understand that. And the crazy thing is, when they talk about randomness, things that they talk to their friends about or whatever, sometimes I'm like, oh wow, I guess they do hear what I tell them, because they are actually functioning this way in their own little lives with their own little friends. They have their own opinions, which are very similar to how I want them to think, to be honest with you, as far as how they protect themselves and what they believe and what they follow. And so I've noticed that explaining to them why I'm holding off on giving them access to some of this stuff and the importance of it and what it's doing to kids, and showing them reports of like stuff that's going on with the kids and some of the stuff that they're unfortunately seeing. I don't let them see the things, but I explain to them how it's harming the kids. And I've also noticed that in the schools, I know for sure in high school, they're doing a way better job in my kids' school talking about the effects of social media and how harmful having smartphones is. And they're starting to talk about that. So I really enjoy that, because I think our kids need to know that. I really think schools need to stop using social media. I noticed some of the schools, even for the little kids, will say, okay, if you're part of a club, we'll put down in, you know, Instagram what time everybody's meeting. And it's like, why? Not every kid has Instagram. Why are you pushing the younger generation to go onto Instagram, post it in the school website, send out an email? I feel like even the teachers are starting to implement social media like that. And I don't think that's good. I think we need to move the kids away from social media so that their brains are actually able to function properly. So anyways, let me share some of the things that I am trying to prevent by not giving my kids access to smartphones and having social media. Bullying. When you and I were growing up, we saw this happen at school. There was always some drama going on at school. But guess what? When we went home, we got to chill. We didn't see nobody fighting. We didn't hear any gossip. We didn't hear what so-and-so said about us. We were home relaxing, eating snacks and watching TV. And then we had to deal with it or see it or be around it the next day when we went to school. With our kids now, they never get a break. They go to school, and if they're being bullied, guess what? They come home, and if they're on social media, they're being bullied online. They're being bullied through their messages. There are group chats going on. They're being told what so-and-so said about them through a group text where all their friends are texting. They never get a break. They never get a break. And it drives them crazy. And then some tragic thing happens. And then the parents find out later, like, oh my God, this has been going on. And that's when we find the social media DMs, the constant texting and bullying going on. And so to me, bullying gets way out of hand when the kids have access to phones. It's just too much. The other thing is comparison. This happens to us too, ladies. Okay, this is why I said this is for your kids, but also pay attention, because this happens to us as well. Our kids are going to go online. They're going to go on social media. They're going to see an AI version of a human with flawless skin, or a real human with a filter with flawless skin, or the constant unrealistic beauty standards that influencers are putting out there, where now you have 20-year-olds having surgery to change their nose and to change their eyes because they want to look more like the filters of Instagram. And then what is your 12-year-old going to see? Your 12-year-old is going to look in the mirror and go, nobody that I see online looks like me. Your 16-year-old, your 15-year-old, you know that age when you're like growing up and you're getting older and you start paying attention to things a lot more. Your 15 and 16-year-old are going to look online and they're going to be like, I'm not as skinny as that person. My waist isn't as small as them. My skin, I have pimples and things. They don't have anything. And they're going to destroy themselves by comparing themselves to these unrealistic, fake beauty standards. Another issue we see a lot is eating disorders, right? Among other health issues. But eating disorder is one of them because they're comparing themselves again. They think they have to be this skinny and then they stop eating and it creates chaos and harmful situations for our children. Then you have propaganda. Our kids are being brainwashed to think things that you would never teach your children, right? So then this is the thing that gets me about this one is we can be sitting here teaching our kids some amazing values. But when they're online, when they're away from you at school, with teachers, with just the world, they're also being pushed to think something different. And so being online, they're constantly seeing things, videos that are fake, but they're going to think it's real because they're young. They don't know how to question things. I mean, even us, sometimes we see things and we're like, so-and-so did what? So-and-so said what? And a lot of the times things aren't true. You have to be careful what you believe, right? And so propaganda for our kids is so harmful, but they're going to get to see it with their smartphones and being on social media. One of the biggest issues that the younger generation is facing right now is social anxiety. These kids do not know how to talk to other people. Let's just be real. The kids are struggling to go and get a job and be able to communicate. I read an article where young adults go into an office environment and when their boss says, hey, go tell so-and-so that I need this report, they don't want to walk and have a conversation with people. They're over here like, can I just send them a message through the office messaging system? They just want to send a text like, hey, so-and-so, bring this paper because they don't know how to have a face-to-face conversation or human-to-human interaction. They get so anxious. Now, I'm not a doctor. I know there's different levels of this stuff, but I can tell you, with my oldest one, when I noticed that she was kind of anxious going to the grocery store and asking questions, you know what I did? Our plan for her was she was going to graduate high school and she was going to go to college. And we were like, that's cool. She doesn't have to work. That was the plan. My husband was like, she doesn't have to work. We'll take care of it. That way she finishes school. She can just focus on college. The moment, this happened before she graduated, I think it was like her last year. The moment I realized that she was getting a little anxious more and more, that was when I went to my husband and I said, she's getting a job because she is anxious when she talks to people. Like I have to tell her, hey, go over there and get something and ask so-and-so this. And she'll be like, well, what do I say? And so when I noticed that, I was like, no, she can get a job. She can handle going to college and getting a job. One, because it's going to help her learn how to talk to people. Number two, it's going to put her in the real world. I'm really big on my kids learning how to survive. I was really young when I became a mom and I had to learn how to survive. I didn't have a bunch of family members that were supportive. I didn't have a mom and dad that helped me. My mom was the only one that I can rely on and she could barely make it on her own as a single mom. And so I had to learn at a very young age to be a mother and to get a job and hustle and survive, you know? So I want my kids to grow up and be able to take care of themselves so that they don't have to rely on anybody else. That when I'm dead, I don't have to worry about my kids not knowing how to survive in life. And so she went out, got a job. She's such a hard worker. I am so proud of her. And guess what happened to that social anxiety? She's able to talk. We go out now to restaurants and we've noticed it, you know, from when she was younger to where if we said, hey, go ask the waiter this and that, she would get so nervous. Now it's like, hey, go get a box from the waiter. And then she'll get up, no problem. Like the little things, right? Because some of us are like, you can't go ask for a box, but it's happening. And so you have to push your kids to go out into the real world because when they're living online, they're not building those skills. They're not building the skill to be able to have conversations. They don't want to be able to sit there and look at somebody in the eye and have uncomfortable conversations or confrontation. And it's like, what are you going to do when you go get a job and your boss needs to talk to you about your work, about how you're not doing your job or ask you questions? Are you just going to break down and not be able to function in life? No, you have to have some tough skin. You have to be able to communicate. You have to be able to get direction, follow direction. You have to be a go-getter. You have to learn how to solve problems. You have to be out in the world because the world is not going to cuddle our kids if we cuddle them, right? I can sit here and say, yeah, baby, don't work. Just focus on your school. And mind you, when she graduated, it was during the pandemic. So even her schooling had to be from home. So she wasn't even going to have that. She wasn't even going to be able to go off to college and be in a classroom around people because everything changed. So it was like, no, she needs to be around people. And she does great. She keeps getting promoted at work. She's part of what we call the A team, which is the people that you can rely on at work because they show up and do a good job. And we're really proud of her. But you know, it took for us to push her out, to push her to get her license, to push her to go get a job, to push her. And now she's like, I'm so glad that you guys pushed me to do this, because if we would have left it up to her, she probably wouldn't have done it. My next one is privacy. I'm really big on privacy now more than ever, to be honest with you. I've shared with you guys, I've been on social media for over 10 years, obviously, because I used to use it personally before. And then 10 years ago, when I started coaching, I started using it publicly, open to the world for my business. And I shared everything. I loved connecting with people. I loved bringing people in, them getting to know me, me getting to know them, and working with them. And it was great until I feel like, and it might have been always like this, but it just got worse. The internet world got hecka crazy. It got to a point where I didn't feel comfortable sharing a picture of my daughter, knowing that somebody can take that picture and create inappropriate content using my baby's face. I didn't feel comfortable sharing where I was at, knowing that there's a bunch of crazy people that can follow you and go and meet you where you're at. I didn't feel comfortable when one of my neighbors sent me a message and said, oh, I didn't know we lived in the same street. Thank God it wasn't a crazy person. But I remember when she was like, oh, I didn't know that we lived in the same street. She was a customer of mine and she so happened to be my neighbor, and I never knew until I posted something that we were doing outside and she saw the street. That was like a big wake-up call as well. But it's all the random things that can happen that are so dangerous, along with even people that you know, people that maybe aren't a part of your life that watch your social media just to be nosy and see what they can see and critique your life. It's just, it got old. And so for me, it was like, okay, privacy is huge for me and also for my children. So I don't share my kids. If you go on my social media, you'll notice my kids are no longer there. It's hard as a parent because we all are proud of our kids and we want to show them off to the world. But it's also like, no, their privacy is more important to me. And also to my kids know as they grow up, because as they grow up, they're also probably going to be online, right? That's the world we live in. But they know about privacy. They're also not going to have an online business unless something changes. But based on their career choices so far, they're not going to have an online business, so they don't have to have a public page anywhere. And they also know if people are not a part of your life, they don't need to be on your social because they're just being nosy. If you don't know them and they're strangers, they don't need to be added on your social. Keep it locked down and only add the people that you know. And also being mindful, like if a friend sends you a friend request, make sure that's actually your friend, because how many times do people steal people's identity and lie about who they are on social media just to snoop around and be nosy because they got blocked by the person that they shouldn't be watching anyways, right? People do not have respect on other people's privacy. And it's like one of my biggest pet peeves is like, go live your life, leave people alone. If people don't want you to be a part of their lives, if people want you to respect their privacy and don't worry about what they're doing, move on with your life and leave people alone. But they don't do that. They go above and beyond trying to figure out what you're doing with your day, what's going on with your life. And if something great's happening in your life, they hate you for it. And if something bad is happening, you're going through a season of struggle, they're over there celebrating. That's what makes them happy. It's just ridiculous. And so privacy is a huge one. And when I said that putting my kids on social media, for example, and knowing that somebody can take their picture, their video, and create deep fakes, that's scary to me. And we're seeing that happen. We're seeing stories of girls in high school where a video of them came out doing something inappropriate with a boyfriend or something like that and was never them, but the whole school saw it and they think it's them, just to come find out it was never them. Somebody stole their identity, put it on a video, created the video, and leaked it on the internet. This is also happening to famous public figures, online creators, where they are being taken advantage of and people are taking their content and creating things. So I'm going to tell you, I hope this never happens to me, but if any video comes out of me doing something crazy, just know it's not me. Like, it's not me. It is so crazy right now and unsafe that we have to talk about these things, especially for our children, because they're just starting their lives. And so the last thing that I want is for my kids to have something crazy like this happen and then start their lives already having to defend themselves for not doing something that someone created them doing on a video. If you're not familiar with what a deepfake is, here's a little description of it. It's when someone takes an image or a video or audio recording that has been edited using an algorithm to replace the person in the original with someone else in a way that makes it look authentic. We're starting to see this with famous people, public figures like presidents, people with power that can make decisions. We're seeing videos come out of them saying certain things and it's not even them. AI is getting more advanced, like things are changing. And when things like this change, we have to change also. We have to protect ourselves. We have to protect our families. We have to protect our children. And so it's important to pay attention to what's happening. Sometimes as parents, life gets really busy and we're trying to survive. We're trying to feed our kids. We're trying to make sure that they have a roof over their head. We're not paying attention or even see the studies that are coming out. We think our kids are just on social media having fun, connecting with friends, looking at funny videos. That is not what's happening. And we have to pay attention and make time to educate ourselves so that we understand how to protect our kids. So I'm going to go down a list real quick of things that you can try. So number one is don't allow them to have a smartphone. Give them a flip phone. All they need is to have something to be able to reach you with, right? And so a flip phone works great. You can also do one of those watches where they're able to call certain specific numbers. This is great for the little ones. If you have a child that's in elementary school and you're like, well, I need my kid to be able to reach me, you can give them one of those smart watches that doesn't give them access to anything. And you just program your number, the dad's number, maybe an aunt, an uncle, a grandma, and they're able to get in touch with you through the watch. Number two goes along with that one. It was to give them a flip phone or a dumb phone. That way they don't have access to all of the internet access that they can get with a smartphone. They don't have access to any of the apps and they're able to be protected. Number three is make it a rule to not give out the number. So if you do give your child a flip phone, just tell them, hey, I'm going to give you this phone. This is just for me and your dad and your grandma and uncle, those core people to get a hold of you. Those are the only people that have the number. This is not for you to give to your friends. If you and your friends want to get together, cool. We can make dates. We can do things where you guys can get together outside of school, but don't give this number out to anyone. Number four is don't give them social media. Now, this is my personal opinion. I don't think that my 12-year-old needs to have social media. My 16-year-old does not have social media. I know she wants to have it, but we've had that conversation over and over. They need to wait until they're older because once they're adults, they'll know how to implement some of this stuff and they're going to struggle with it too because we see a lot of adults, including ourselves, struggle with making boundaries on how to use it, but at least they'll be older and more mature. And so social media is just a no, 100% no for me. And if they sneak around and try to make it, I'm going to find out. Trust me. Eventually, I will find it and it will go away. But no social media. And they know why. It's not just they know why it's better for them to not have it. As far as little tiny kids, I don't even understand that. I don't think we should be having our 5-year-old, 6-year-old sitting here just on a smartphone, on an iPad, on social media, watching crazy videos and just scrolling all day long with never-ending content available to them. That's not good for their baby brains. So that's just a no for me, in my opinion. So number five is to talk to them about the importance of privacy so that when they grow up, they understand this as well. We have to communicate with our kids the same way that I communicate with my kids and tell them why it's a no on social media. They also get talked to about privacy and how that can go away real quick. That leads me into number six, which is having private social media accounts. Once they get of age where you're like, okay, they want social media, they're going to get it anyways. And so why don't we go ahead and set it up, have a private social media account. You have to remember too, as your kids grow up and they start applying for jobs and they're going down their path of careers, having a private social media platform everywhere is important. Not that they have to be on every single platform, but wherever they're at. So for example, if they're going to be on Instagram, shut it down and make it private, because what do employers do? As soon as people apply for jobs, they go on social media and research to see who you are, what you're like. And even though they shouldn't do this, they still let that influence them on if they're even going to give you an interview or not. So it's important to just shut it down and have a private account. And this also prevents the nosy people that just want to be intrusive and make themselves a part of your life from having any access to what you're doing. Having a private social media also is a little more safe because not everybody can see everything. And I also will say, don't put where you're at when you're there, right? That's a rule that I think everybody's kind of understanding is if you go to a restaurant, cool, take the picture, do the thing, but don't put the location until you leave the restaurant, then share you were there. So we talk about stuff like that too. I do a lot of these talks with my oldest in case she decides to be on social, which she's not a big fan of it either, I think, because she realized as she was growing up when she got it, just how toxic it is, and she doesn't really use it. And so we have these conversations just so that they're aware. And number 7 is to be choosy on what platform you allow your kids on, and even your older children. Talk to them about what platforms they're on. I've talked to my kids about TikTok, my oldest one about TikTok, and she got off of it. To me, in my opinion, TikTok is probably the worst. You're going to see all kinds of trashy content on there. And the reason that you saw Instagram and Facebook and all the other platforms try to follow TikTok's model of just the endless scrolling is because TikTok's algorithm is crazy. It is so crazy, and it will show you things that you do not want to see. It's going to have your emotions going from laughing to crying to sad to angry, and it never ends. You can continue to scroll for hours and hours, and it never ends. And that is how people are addicted. That's why that platform is so popular, because of the way that they came in and presented content to you. And so if you find yourself constantly scrolling TikTok, don't beat yourself up about it, because you're literally going against some of the most intelligent human beings and engineers that are creating these apps. But also be smart enough to know that if you're not on there, you're not going to allow them to get into your head like that. So you have to just remove it. If you're like, girl, I've tried to set boundaries and I just fall right back in, then maybe you shouldn't be on it. And if you're like, but I run my business, girl, there is other ways you can run your business. I think we have been lied and told that social media is the only way. There are people that don't even have social media and they have extremely successful businesses and they have peace of mind and they're able to actually live and enjoy their lives because they don't have to have in their head that they have to share every moment. They have to create content at every moment. It actually kills our creativity. So find other ways. You should not sacrifice your health for your business, period, no matter what it is. You should not sacrifice your mental health, your spiritual health, your physical health, anything for your online business. There are other ways you can figure it out. And I know that if you're thinking like, well, what am I going to do with my kids? Listen, kids will get over it. Everybody was talking about this whole TikTok banning thing going on. And what are the kids going to do? What is the younger generation going to do if America bans TikTok? You know what they're going to do? They're going to complain about it and then they're going to move on. Just like every child does, right? Kids, when they're growing up and they're babies, what do they do when they're toddlers? They throw a tantrum when they don't get what they want and then they move on and forget about it. The same thing will happen. They'll be upset. People will be upset. But guess what? They'll move on and figure something else that they can use for entertainment, that they can use for work. They'll be fine. The world's not going to end if one app goes away. And so just talk to your kids about why, so they understand the importance of it. Educate them, because at some point they're going to grow up and then you're not going to have a say on if they choose to be on social media or not, if they choose to have a smartphone or not, and you're not going to be dictating it. So it's better to equip them with the knowledge of why this stuff is important, why they need to be careful and why they need to pay attention. And when they notice that they're using it too much, give them tools that they can implement to change that behavior. All right, friend, that is what I have for you today. I hope you found it helpful. If you did, please share this with somebody that you know, or just take a quick screenshot and share it on your social media. You can post it in your Instagram stories or your Facebook stories, wherever you're at, because I think that as parents, we have to learn from each other. Some of the stuff might work for you, some of it may not, so just take what works, but share the message, because I guarantee you, we're all trying to figure out how to keep our kids safe online and what we can do and what we shouldn't be doing. So please share this. Okay, I appreciate you. Take care, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye. Hey girl, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, I would really appreciate it if you took a minute to head over to Fearless and Unleashed on iTunes and leave a review and subscribe to the show so you're notified when the episodes drop. Also, I'd love to connect over on social media, so head over to Instagram and say hi. You can find me at Jeanette Sachs or find the link below in the show notes. Okay, friend, go out and be fearlessly you. I'll see you soon.